But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory.
Hello everyone, this is Nicole, and today we will be doing beginning with the Bible. That is the topic of today's class. And I thought, instead of having you look at my mug as I give you some Bible facts, that it would be so much better to just be looking at God's creation and thinking about Him as we talk about His words. So let me pray, and then we can get into this. Holy Father, Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have left us such a valuable resource, the Bible, written by men, but completely and totally inspired by You. Thank You that You gave us this book that we can use to not only hear from You, You speak to us through Your word, but You also use it to reveal Yourself to us, and You also use it to reveal who we are to us. I thank You that with it we can be transformed, mind, body, soul. And that we can grow the spirit man so much bigger than we could imagine. Thank You that with Your word we can see the fruit and the growth as we go along. We can enjoy all that it is You have to offer us in this abundant life. I pray that as we go through our journey through Your word, You will speak to our hearts, and that You will give us the grace to transform our lives to match Your word, and that we will walk forth in truth. We will be Your living epistles on the earth. Thank You for blessing this time. Thank You for blessing us with nature and with creation. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so like I said, I'm going to just share some Bible facts with you, some things to think about. I know, sometimes, or there's chatter out there that the word, the Bible, is not from God, but let me assure you, it is. It was written by God, spoken by the mouth of God, and He used regular people to actually pen it and write it for us so we could read it and we could enjoy Him. And the fruit of that is our transformation. You know, in the last class, I shared that diagram of the makeup of man. And the only way to have true transformation is to read the Word of God. Not only read the Word of God, but to actually do the Word of God. To action it in our daily lives. It's only through that we can actually see true transformation, lasting transformation for years to come. So just to give you some Bible facts, the Bible has 66 books. It is made up of the Old Testament and the New Testament. There are 40 authors of the Bible, and the authors are made up of kings, peasants, prophets, philosophers, fishermen, doctor, tax collector, poets, statesmen, scholars. And I love that because it shows that God can speak to anyone, regardless of where they're from. You don't have to be well learned in the word for the Lord to actually speak to you. And He uses regular people like you and me, to fulfill whatever it is that he has to fulfill in the earth. The Old Testament was actually written over the course of 1,000 years of history. You know, it's covering 1,000 years of history that the writings are from. And the New Testament is actually 50 to 75 years of history that's been written about. And it's interesting because that's what I find when I read it as well. What I mean by that is when I'm reading the Old Testament, I might read one chapter, but then going into the New Testament, I could read one paragraph that basically summarizes a whole chapter in the Old Testament, which I think is interesting. It's like a short form, a shorter version of the Old Testament. But still, it's wonderful to read the stories of the men and women of God and just to see their life, chronicle their lives, because we'll be able to see a lot of similarities between us and what they were going through in those days. And you get to realize that nothing has really changed. We are the same as humans. And that's why reading their stories really helps us today. The Bible, the original languages of the Bible, it was written in three languages. It's Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. The first five books of the Bible is known as the Torah. That would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The longest book in the Bible is in the Old Testament, and that is actually the book of Jeremiah. The shortest book in the Bible is in the New Testament, and that is actually the epistle of 3 John. The Bible takes place in three continents: Asia, Africa, and Europe. Now, in terms of the validity of Scripture, I want to share with you 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. And I'm going to read it for you from the New King James Version of the Bible. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So God is giving it to us to instruct us in our daily lives and to help us to be equipped and stay equipped to do the work that he has laid out for us, you know, and become saved. Even though we don't earn our salvation, it is a free gift from God. The Bible tells us that we are saved to do good works. So that comes after salvation and not before. So the Scriptures leads us through the truths that we need to actually do the good works of God. So I found a link online that actually shows the order in which the books of the Bible were written, in case you wanted to see that as well. The oldest book in the Bible is actually Job, and that's in the Old Testament. It was actually written 400 years, they say, before the second oldest book, which is Genesis. Also want to point out, which I thought was a very interesting fact, is that the first written word, like the first time the word of God was actually written so that man could look at it, is in the book of Exodus when Moses went up and got the Ten Commandments. That's actually the first time God's instructions were written down for the people. So just imagine that prior to that, it was really all spoken word. They would have to tell it to their children or each other, I would imagine, from the prophet of the day or the rabbi, that what God was saying, because there was nothing that was actually written. So now the picture I want you to get of the Old Testament is that it is prophetic and pointing towards Christ, because Christ had not yet come. So it points towards the cross of Christ as you read it, and you can see that in the scriptures. And the New Testament is pointing back at him, so that the cross is in the middle, the old points toward and the new points back at it. And both the Old and the New Testament show Jesus Christ, show the Holy Spirit, and show God the Father, the Trinity, and both point to Jesus as being the Messiah and the Savior of the world. Now, you may be asking what versions of the Bible you should start with. Well, I would recommend, if you have a paper Bible, just use the physical copy of the Bible. Just use whatever you have, if that's it. If you can afford to buy a Bible, then I would recommend the NIV version of the Bible. I'm going to give you a link as well to a Bible called The Journey that was actually done by the Willow Creek Church, which I highly recommend for new believers. This was actually the Bible I had when I just became a Christian as well. It's not a study Bible, but it does have these little boxes or questions within the Bible that make you question and think about things a lot deeper than you would just reading a Bible. So I think it's great for new believers for sure. And then I will also recommend the version of NLT, which is the New Living Translation. Both of these are a lot easier to understand than reading like a King James version of the Bible. If you don't have it, that's fine, but I would recommend those, one or the other or both. There are many other resources that you can actually get online. If you're watching this video, you're probably watching it from your mobile phone or your tablet or your computer. So you can go online to BibleGateway.com. You can also find that in the App Store. And the other one is called Bible Hub, or YouVersion is also another resource for online Bibles. These are great because it turns your device into a Bible that you can read anywhere. You just open up the app and start reading. The other wonderful thing about these is that you can switch between the versions very easily. So that's great. Now you might be saying, well, like, where do you start? There are many different Bible reading plans online, and I'm going to also link some of those for you as well. But I would suggest reading through a book at a time instead of skipping from one book to the other book to the other book. There are a lot of reading plans that are set up like that. But I would imagine that it's hard to follow a story if you're going between two different stories. So just taking one chapter and reading it chapter and verse, verse by verse, you get the story built out to you much better than you would going between different books. This is something you should do every single day. you should get into the Word of God every single day for as long as you can, just read it, because that is what's going to renew your mind and renew your soul and your body. Every part of your being is going to be transformed through the Word of God. So when you read that, and better still in the morning or at night before you go to sleep, while that is in you, God will start speaking to you through that word, whatever it is he's saying. He will start speaking to you. The other thing is, you know, like how much of it you should read. Charles Stanley has a saying, and I love this. He says, read until. And that means you read until something jumps out at you or something starts to speak to you. When you do that, and you stop there, then God can use that to speak to you through the night or through the day. You know, it's so effective, and you don't want to rush it, you know. So when he starts to say something to you in the word, it's just to reflect on it, and through prayer, which is basically just speaking to God, ask more questions about what you're reading. I would also recommend that during this time as a new Christian, you stay away from reading other materials like Christian books. Nothing's wrong with Christian books. It's just when your spirit is this open in the beginning to receiving what God has to say, it's great that you would put in what is pure, which is just the straight word of God, not a book written by a Christian author. Those can come later. I would say stick with the Bible, read it completely to the end before you even think about picking up another book, even if it is written by a Christian. I would also recommend staying away from study Bibles. Now, you might say, why would I say that? Well, a study Bible is pretty much a Bible that someone took, generally a scholar, read, and came up with their own notes for the Bible. So when you open a study Bible, what you're going to see is usually they have like a line somewhere through the page. So at the top of the line is the actual Bible, and below the line is actually the study notes written by that individual. So if you're reading a study Bible and you're reading all the notes plus what's at the top, you could get confused and forget, was that the Bible or was that the study notes? And so things could get a little blurry for you, because remember that people are going to be writing the study Bible from their own theology and their own doctrine. So you're actually getting their thoughts on it, not so much what the Bible actually says. So staying away from the study Bible until you've at least read the Bible through once, I would highly recommend that, because then God can speak to you on what he wants to speak to you on, instead of you reading someone else's notes and getting their thoughts and not that of yours or how God would say it to you. Okay, what else do I want to talk about? Which book should you start with? Well, I was asking the Lord about this, and he told me that I need to recommend first reading the wisdom books, and specifically two. There are five wisdom books, but specifically two, which would be the book of Ecclesiastes, followed by the book of Proverbs. And this is great, because these are great ways to jump in. It'll give you a quick start to change when you see the thoughts of God concisely of how you should live your life in these times. I'm going to give you a list. Basically, this is my recommended list as I've been praying through it and the Lord has been giving them to me, it will also be there. My recommended reading list of the Bible in the order the books, I think, should fall. And just read it from the list, because I still have to pray through the end of it and make sure I have the exact order that he's telling me that he wants you to read it through. So that is pretty much it for today. I know it's just, this is just Bible facts and to get you going along the way to reading the Word of God, knowing that it's going to change your life and transform you. So let me pray with you now as you go. And our next class is actually going to be meditative scripture reading, which is a way of reading the Bible. It's very effective. And I'm hoping that you're going to be able to join me for the class live. If not, of course, it's going to be up on the courses page where you can just jump in and still get all the great stuff from that. Okay, let's pray. God, I thank you that you are such a good Father. You lead us by your Holy Spirit. Open our eyes to your truth. May we be mindful that the words that we read are from you. Not only that we would consume them and read them, but that we would do them, because it's in the doing that we will see the fruit. And I thank you for using it to transform us more into your image, going from glory to glory, looking more like you, Christ Jesus, in this earth, that we would walk and we would talk and we would do as Jesus did, bringing more into your kingdom, delivering and setting free those around us, Lord, and more importantly, doing what you've asked us to do, which is to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and all of our strength, and also loving our neighbors as ourselves. Yes, Lord, teach us how to love even more. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so in the description box, we have all the links for the resources that I've mentioned to you. And go forth and be blessed. Remember, if you have any questions, you can always email. All right, God bless you. Bye.